Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, March 8th. I'm Trinae Nuri for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden is banning all imports of Russian oil to the U.S.
Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine.
The move comes as lawmakers on both sides are calling for more action on the Ukraine crisis and are planning to introduce bipartisan legislation in both chambers of Congress. Ahead of Biden's announcement, European oil giants Shell and BP said they are stepping back even further from doing business with Russia. Shell says it will halt all spot purchases of Russian crude, and both Shell and BP say they won't enter into new business with Russia entities. The Russian invasion is now in its 13th day. Heavy fighting continued across the country, particularly in the southeastern city of Mariupol. According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, 2 million people have fled Ukraine since the war began. The conflict in Ukraine is also impacting banks in Europe. Even though most of them have little direct exposure to Russia, investors are fleeing from their shares. Analysts say the uncertainty of the war, a spike in oil prices, and indirect exposures that are still unknown are contributing to investors' concerns. And Apple is expected to reveal cheaper iPhones with 5G service at its virtual event today. Analysts predict that the faster next-generation iPhone SE will help the tech giant keep sales at a record pace. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.